I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Babysitting confessions. What did you do? As a parent, this is terrifying. Mm. When I was a teenager, though, I was a babysitter. And I will say, like, there's probably a thing or two that I look back on. I'm like, meh, maybe that wasn't great.
I mean, and in some ways, ignorance is bliss, of course, as long as there were no injuries. But, yeah, it's on the line, right?
Yeah. There is a YouTube page dedicated solely to babysitter confessions.
I'm a nanny. The nine-month-old I nanny for fell off the changing table. He's okay, but I didn't tell his parents.
Oh, my gosh. Seriously, like, I'm going to throw up. This is what Ring cameras are for.
I fell off the changing table many times when I was a baby. My mom tells me all the time. She was the one that let me fall. She said, I don't know why you kept falling. Like, where were you?
Yeah, put me on something lower. I mean, how about that, right? Let's put up some railings on this thing here.
Mommy, I was 6 weeks old.
Right.
What?
Right.
Yeah.
It's not fair to say that I made a decision to jump.
I mean, it's a mistake. I think that a parent would not be, most parents, I think, would not be upset if you just said, I did it. It's accidental. I did it. It was an accident. But you got to keep an eye on your kid after something like that happens, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think I would replace you if you told me that it's an accident. The baby fell off the changing table. I wasn't what? What weren't you?
You were getting a diaper. I mean, listen, it happens. I'd be lying if I said Hayden and Dakota didn't take a couple stumbles off the couch when they were little.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I babysit for my neighbors all the time. After the kids are asleep, I go in their hot tub naked.
Oh, my God.
Would you rather your child fall off the changing table?
No.
Or the naked babysitter in the hot tub?
No, I mean, neither of them are great choices, but I'm going to go with naked babysitter in the hot tub because it just feels like a safety hazard.
Yeah.
I mean, they're both safety hazards.
Mm-hmm.
This is bad.
I made the kid I babysit watch a horror movie because I wanted to watch it. No regrets.
Oh, gosh. Oh, I never understand why people make their kids watch horror movies. I remember growing up, my uncle, like, he used to watch scary movies with his kids all the time with my cousins, and they were not scared, and they grew up not scared. Maybe he did it right, because I'm terrified of scary movies.
Well, you know, I mean, a lot of it, of course, is like, you don't want to force them, but any kid that's curious, they're going to be curious about something that you told them that they couldn't be part of before. Right.
Catherine.
I don't know if this is, like, really silly, but I would purposely make the kids go to bed early so I could sit outside and talk to my boyfriend. He would come over. We would sit outside. So I would make them go to bed. Like, even if it was on the weekends, it's like, y'all got to go to bed. My boyfriend is coming over here. I didn't tell them that, but yeah.
I think, well, first of all, the fact that you kept him outside is respectful. I think that's nice. Mm. And also, if I was a mom or a dad, I wouldn't care. I'd be like, the sooner you can get him to bed, the easier it is for you. Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I've got no problem with that.
Yeah. That's
as
not
long
so
as they're
bad.
Safe there, we're good.
I don't know if this is a babysitting confession, but when I was a teenager and I babysat, it was actually one of the only jobs I ever got fired from. Mm. And the kids, they told me that the kids were swearing. They were saying the H-E-double-L word.
Okay.
And that
they were learning it from you.
That they were learning it from me. And I don't know if that was true or not.
Yeah.
And I don't think so. But I mean, who am I? I don't know. I was also 16. So who knows?
I was going to say, considering that you're a grown woman, you still won't say it. Maybe not.
Right?
Would you rather pull up and find out that your babysitter is on the front stoop or the back stoop? Or would you rather pull up and have them smell like your hot tub?
I would rather, on the front stoop, it's fine.
Okay.
Right, they're there. They're
all
doing
right.
Their job.
All right.
When we asked for babysitting confessions, I didn't think we would get ones that were so bad that we could not air.
Yeah. That was an illicit, interesting story.
Maybe for the podcast. Okay.
Yeah.
What is your babysitter confession? There's a YouTube page that it's all babysitters that anonymously post what they did. And honestly, as a parent, it's my worst nightmare. But I remember being a teenager and babysitting. You didn't really think it was a big deal, right?
Right. Well, I mean, things are bound to happen. That much you can understand. As long as nobody gets truly injured. But some of these, they're quite questionable.
On our text line, I set the clock ahead so the kids would go to bed earlier. As a parent, I am 100% okay with this.
Yeah.
Yeah, get them to bed. Good.
That's an old New Year's Eve trick, right? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, the ball's dropping. It's 7:01.
Yeah. I babysat for a couple. Here's another text. The lady was a nurse. I was really interested in the male anatomy, and I would look at pictures in her nursing book.
That's funny.
You got to learn somehow.
Yeah, I mean, right? Get the information where you can.
Mm-hmm.
There are worse ways.
Here's another one. Oh, no. Once when I was babysitting, the kid killed his bird by squeezing it too hard.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't know what to do, so I set it on the table and their cat got it.
Oh, no. These are all bad choices. I mean, making the best decision out of bad choices, but oh, no. And I don't want to babysit that kid after that, by the way. I just want to be clear on that.
Isa, what was your babysitting confession?
Every time I'd go out when I was younger, my parents would never let me go anywhere unless I took my sister, who's 4 years younger. Then we'd play in the street a lot. So every time a car would come down the road, I'd make her turn around and kiss a parked car so that she wouldn't get hit by the moving car.
I mean, that's just wrong. She would have to physically kiss another car.
She never got hit by a car.
Right, right.
Yeah.
You know. I wonder if she's still doing this now today, right, to keep herself safe on the side of the road. You know, like when you walk along a high ledge and you're like, what if I fell? Well, if you're walking along the sidewalk and you're truly worried, just kiss a car.
I wonder if she makes her children do that now.
Hmm.
That's something that you pass down.
That's exactly what I was just going to say. When her kids were young, I'm pretty sure she made them do it.
This is why you got to carry sanitizer. Thanks for the call.
Have a great day.
Chris, how about you? As a babysitter, what did you do?
Well, one time they were out in the backyard playing, so I'm comfy in the chaise lounge, and a few minutes later I was waking up. Evidently, I'd been asleep for about 40 minutes, so...
Oh.
Falling asleep on my babysitting task wasn't exactly the
How old were the kids?
Like 8 and 7.
Oh, well, I mean, that's better than, like, you know, 8 months.
Yeah.
Can't do that. That is not a thing.
There wasn't a pool or anything, okay. You know, I mean.
That was the first thing I thought. I was like, please don't tell me there's a pool. Okay.
This is my biggest problem, though, is, like, when I'm babysitting, is making sure that I'm, like, staying awake with the baby because he falls asleep on me.
Yeah.
And so then you got to, like, you know, you got to make sure. We can't both fit in the playpen, so for safety's sake.
I got in so much trouble at the hospital after I had Dakota because I would put her on my chest.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just to bond. But then the baby would fall asleep.
Yes.
And I would fall asleep. And then the nurse would come in and be like, wah!
Yeah, no, the second sleep thing. Yeah, you can't do that.
It's so hard. You're so tired. Oh, gosh. It is so hard to be a new parent, without a doubt. But you are 20 and babysitting, so it's a lot different.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers. Watch it work.